This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors at Loserpool. Be the last man standing and win £1,000 guaranteed at loserpool.com. For all your taxi needs, download the ADT Taxi app on your smartphone and book your taxi now at ADT Taxis. Do you enjoy betting against your mates? Then it's time to check out Who Knows Wins. Who Knows Wins are changing the culture of gambling by making it social. They have removed the bookies from the equation and now you can bet on sports against your mates and friends. It's a great way to rake in the cash from your friends and have a bit of banter along the way in the chat section. No odds, no bookmakers. This is all about the prediction on sporting events. The more you know, the more you win. Download the app on the Apple Store or Google Play Store. For more information, visit their website at whoknowswins.com. Welcome everyone, what's up? This is Leicester Fan TV's YouTube channel. You are also listening via SoundCloud or iTunes on your podcast platforms. Hit subscribe button on anything that you're either listening to or watching us on. I have Phil Holloway here from 100% LCFC as well. Right, Phil, going to dive straight into this. We are 8-8. Jamie Vardy's 8-8. We're skyrocketing. We're the only team that look interested in chasing the title. Talk to me, Phil. How are you feeling at the minute?
Really excitedly. Obviously, Norwich at the weekend, Man City to come, Liverpool to come. We'll see over the next couple of weeks how excited we'll be after Boxing Day, won't we? I'm just chuffed to bits at the moment, mate.
Oh man, Boxing Day is going to be, I've already said this, but Boxing Day for me is almost like a title decider for Liverpool, really. If they win, I think they run away with it. If we win, we narrow the gap and it becomes very, very interesting.
I think you're right, Lee. I mean, they're already 8 points clear of us. There's still half the season left, so there's plenty to play for, but yeah, I mean, I know that we've got two more games important before that and the cup game at Everton, but if we were to lose at home to Liverpool, you'd probably think, I think everybody would say that it's Liverpool's turn. They'd have to really mess up, then. But hey, listen, there's games to win first. Let's not count our chickens too quickly.
That's right, mate. However, there is a stat for you. Liverpool have been top of the tree at Christmas on many occasions, and they're the only team to never actually win the Premier League at being top.
Yeah, what you're saying is, I think it's in the last 11 seasons, eight of the teams who were top at Christmas went on to win the Premier League, including Leicester. I think the two or three times that didn't happen, each time it was Liverpool. We know they messed it up under Brendan Rodgers. We know they messed it up last season under Jurgen Klopp. So they're going to get the jitters at some point, chappers, if you ask me.
Yeah, I think so too. But however, there is one bigger fixture, I think, before that, and that's the Man City game. Because if we lose that against Man City at the Etihad on the Saturday 21st, I think it's the same outcome, because they'll be laughing with the gap.
I don't think it's quite as badly, if I'm honest, because, you know, Man City is one of the tough... Man City away is, at the moment, it's the second toughest match of the season. We've already played at Liverpool. We narrowly lost there. I think we can afford, if it happens, to lose at Man City. I don't think that puts us out of the race. I think the Liverpool, to lose at home to them, that really is a six-pointer, as you call it. It's a big swing. Yeah. I think we could lose to Man City. I don't think we will, though. I think we'll at least get a draw there.
Okay, that's from Phil. There you go. See, he's very confident. I'm very confident as well going into the next fixture against Norwich at home on Saturday, Phil. Looking at these two sides, I've got to say, one's at the top, one's practically at the bottom. There's so much to talk about with Leicester and Norwich. Norwich's form is terrible in the last five. They've lost 1-1. Lost three and drawn one, sorry. So they're not looking good. They're only on 11 points. They are struggling.
Chappers, Norwich like to attack this season. They like to have a go. We've seen teams like Watford recently come and Everton a little bit and try and stifle Leicester at the King Power. I think Watford will come and give it a go. And I think that will really, really, really suit us, Chappers, don't you? The fact that they'll come and attack, they'll leave space, they'll allow us to break on the counter-attack, get Jamie Vardy's ninth goal on the trot. I think it's going to suit us, don't you?
Yeah, look, they lost against Southampton at St Mary's, mate, 2-1, where we went over there and smashed that game 9-0. So to be quite honest with you, I'm not scared of them. They put over Everton 2-0, but so did we.
I just think all the stats you could read out would point out the. I haven't even seen the odds yet on this, but it's got to be a no-brainer that it's a Leicester home win. I'm not saying, you know, hey, it's Leicester, you never know, but not this season. It doesn't feel like that. It should be a home win, and easily.
Well, I'm going to put in Leicester on the Who Knows Wins app, Phil, because obviously we've got this week's fixtures to sort out, and I'm definitely going to go for a Leicester win on the Who Knows Wins app for sure. Is the league live, Phil?
Yes, yeah, it's up there, Chappers. People can, as ever, it's a five or a go. People can keep... My money's all going, Leah. Keep losing. I can't get it right. Do you want to know a secret, Lee?
I'm sure.
Just between me and you.
I'm sure you're going to tell me.
I am. I messed up last week because I put Leicester to draw at Villa.
Yeah, no.
What an idiot!
Why would you do that?
Well, I don't mind. I never like betting on Leicester to win because I think if we don't win, then not only am I upset because Leicester have lost, but I'm also upset because my money's gone down the Swanee. So I thought, well. Maybe Villa will do all right, but I got it so wrong, and that's cost me in the Who Knows Wins League.
Well, I'm still quids in, Phil, from a few weeks ago when I smashed it, and I'm still quids in. And there's the league on the phone there. You can see it, guys. Putting it on the screen now, Phil. I came fifth and still won my money back. So,
yeah, that's the thing, Lee. We try and share the money. It's like as if we're betting down the pub with mates or wherever, and we're all chucking a fiver into the pot. And, you know, winner takes the big pot, but it gets shared around second, third, fourth, and fifth place. So there's a good chance to win a little bit of money back.
Yeah, you know, it's easier to win a little bit of money on here, although it's only small winnings. Over a period of time, it can start building up. Like my account on here. No, not that I'm bragging.
Yeah, my account's not looking so good, Lee. I was taking the mickey out of you a few weeks ago, but you've had a couple of nice wins. I've done bad. But, hey, I still haven't spent I think I initially put a tenner in about 8-9 weeks ago. I've still got that in there. So, like you, yeah, I'm doing all right.
I'm the same, mate. Like I say, it's mad. We've started this about probably 8 weeks ago now, and I've only put a fiver in once, and I've still got £28 in my account here.
It's nice. Well, we want more and more people to come and have a go. It is just for fun. Obviously, gambling, it's not really gambling because it's just between us. You can only lose a fiver.
And you get to... Yeah, exactly.
If you can't afford a fiver, don't play. But if you can, come and take some money off me or Chappers this week.
And you get to banter as well. If you beat us, you can social media at handle tag Phil Holloway or Lee Chappie, the full kit wanker. I can say that on this channel. that I've took your money.
You certainly can.
Oh dear, it's a bit of fun, isn't it, mate?
That's what it's all about, Lee. Just keep it a bit of fun, a bit of pocket money. It's just grabbing a fiver out of your pocket like we're down the pub, but in a modern way on the Who Knows Wins app.
Yeah, exactly, Phil. Now, Phil, I've not got anything planned right now. I don't mind telling the listeners this for any kind of away perspective, but I have been contacted by a Norwich fanzine, so I might still try and squeeze a mini pod, a separate episode with an away perspective. If I get chance, I'll do it.
I think it's always interesting to see what the away fans think.
Because yeah.
We're very, very focused on Leicester City, Chappers, aren't we? And it's always interesting to see what other fans from other teams think. Now, sometimes when you talk to the Arsenal fan lads or Redmen and some of the so-called big clubs, they have quite skewed opinions. So chatting to the likes, the Eagles lads from the Palace and the guys from Norwich, you know, it's quite... And Freddie from the Saints and all that. It's interesting to get their views, isn't it?
Yeah, it's brilliant, mate. And it makes good content, to be honest with you, because there's nothing better for me than fan content, more passion than some dodgy pundit that don't support either side. And he's...
But you're not talking about Chris Sutton, are you? Or Rob Savage?
No.
Your opinions have been like winding everybody up.
I'm not actually, mate. I'm actually talking about... Is it Simon on TalkSport? He went up against... Robbie Lyle from Arsenal Fan TV. I don't know if you've seen any of that, but it's all blew up because TalkSport are so against Arsenal Fan TV, AFTV Media. There's been a big, massive, like, I can see like a boxing match happening between the two, to be honest.
Perhaps that's what they're building up to.
The media don't seem to like that fans can make content now because we've got a platform to do it. They don't like it.
You know the same as me. If Leicester play rubbish, we can say that.
Yeah.
If they play well, we can say that as well. We can be honest. We can say if we think a player's having a shocker. We can say whether we think Harry Maguire, you know, we've done well out of that money. It's just our views.
Exactly.
Like chatting down the pub.
That's exactly it. I think, was it last season, the Newcastle game at St. James's Park? We were terrible, weren't we? And we could say what we wanted, and we did.
Your accumulator letting you down again. You've cashed out early, and you just can't win. Prehistoric football coupons? Nah. Have a think about it. Why not play a new way? At Loserpool, pick a loser and win £1,000 in a last man standing tournament. Be a loser and win at Loserpool. Enter for free now. Visit loserpool.com.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Don't sugarcoat it. You don't go, oh, Michael Brighton didn't play that well. No. He played absolutely crap. Let's get it right. You know, that's what we can say.
But he didn't play crap.
No,
I know what you're saying.
But I'm just, you know what I mean. But yeah.
I know what you mean.
So I'm looking forward, if we can get this Norwich fan on, I'm looking forward to the good chat with them on the next vid, hopefully, fingers crossed. More news. If you didn't see this one yesterday, reported by the Leicester Mercury, Phil, apparently James Maddison has been valued by the club at £100 million. What's your thoughts on that?
£100 is a lot of money. £100 million?
£100, that would be nice on the Who Knows Wins app.
Yeah, it would. Chappers, listen, £100 million. I think that is just to keep your hands off everybody in January and hopefully puts it to bed straight away. I think Leicester have shown that if it gets to silly money, sometimes we have to take it. And if the player wants to go, like Harry Maguire, and it was silly money, then we'll take it. And I guess the club are saying, look, if you want to pay £100 million for James Maddison, which probably nobody would in January, then it shuts everybody up before them, because the media again are stirring the pot with people like, oh, will Ben Chilwell go to Chelsea, you know, Maddison maybe to Man U. It's just, leave us alone and let's get on with trying to win the title.
Yeah, you know, that's what they're doing though, Phil, is that they are...
They're not saying, you know, is Abraham or Nathan Mount from Chelsea going to move to come to Leicester because Leicester are in second, are they?
No.
There's as much logic that way now as there is the other way.
See, that's what I was just about to say, Phil, is that they're obsessed with pulling us apart and not actually letting us do what we do and letting us break into the mould of top six. They don't want us in top six, mate. I've said this on the Love Sport Radio, which you'll hear in a bit, because I'm going to put that out there on the channel as well. I was on Love Sport Radio last night talking to Charlie. And I believe that the mass media don't want Leicester involved in the top six because we're not a London club, we're not a Manchester club, and we won't generate clicks for their rubbish articles that they make full of adverts.
Yeah, probably we're not box office yet, Lee, I would say, yeah. But, I mean, I'm not being funny, 20 years ago Man City weren't either, and 25 years ago, 30 years ago, Chelsea weren't either. But both those teams have come out of the... out of the desert, as to say, and come back into the big thing. So there's no reason why Leicester can't do the same.
I don't know, Phil. I see our club more as a local club and not part of the mass media of Manchester as a city or as London as a city. They're like more or less both capitals, aren't they, in a way? You know, Manchester in particular is just like a second capital.
I don't know. I think it's more to it than just Leicester. I think there's more to it than that.
Yeah, I think you're probably right, Lee. But what they can't do is, if we do finish second or win it again this season, and if we do get the Champions League, you know, they have to give us some time, don't they?
Phil, don't, because you're getting me all giddy if the thought of us winning the league again. I don't know how I'd cope. The first ride was mental. You know what ride I had after that league win. I'm not saying that would happen again, because it wouldn't, but I think we would do well as a channel. I think we'd grow enormous. I'm not ready for that ride, Phil.
Get ready for it, Champers. It will be Champions League next season, at bare minimum.
Oh, it's Champions League already, mate. That's secure. That's definitely secure now, for me. That's secure.
Well, to be fair, that's a massive step for the club to hit after we won the title, I thought we'd probably... Will we ever get in the Champions League again? And if I was honest, I probably thought, I can't quite see it. But hey, it is definitely not... The Champions League is not a dream now this season. That's a reality that we could achieve that.
Yeah, it's... Just the thought of Wednesday nights under the lights. We'll be in Porto, we'll be in Bruges. Yeah, it's in Copenhagen, they will not faze us. As we go, oh, follow the blues. I finished it on pod. There you go, I finished it on the podcast. Oh, man. No, seriously, though. Wow, Champions League football. Can you imagine? Again.
Lee, why not? It really could happen. And we're on course for it to happen this season. And we're still, as we say, the next three games, we're still in the race for the title. Let's just see what happens. We've got to beat Norwich first. Let's not take it for granted.
Oh, Phil. Oh, you're sending me all funny. Just the thought of it all. Ah.
Well, it's just a great time to be excited, a great time to be a Leicester fan.
What a roller coaster as a fan, eh? It's what a roller coaster this club is. Where we were 10 years ago to where we are now. It's just unreal, isn't it? It's all thanks to the King Power brand for obviously, you know, bailing us out of a big trouble. We've had some hell of a up and down rides, you know, with Vichai's passing last year, and it's exciting to see where we're going with this, you know, training ground that's been built and the extension that's... I can say this, by the way, on the channel. Found out that the extension is 2 years away from being done.
Yeah. No, I think that's great news. Is that's 2 years away from being completed, do you hear?
Yes, that's what I was told at the meeting. I had a meeting last week at the club, as you know. There's a few things that I can't discuss, and there's a few things I can. I've just mentioned this on the pod now, that they are increasing the capacity for wheelchair access. They are looking at doing more stuff for autism around the ground, because they don't seem to have any kind of support for autistic children that want to go to games and can't because of their fears and stuff.
Yeah,
and so there's all sorts going on at the club, which is great. But I won't go into too much detail, but it was a fantastic meeting, and we've been invited again in 3 months' time.
Great. Well, that's great news. That is good.
Yeah, so it's good. Anything else you've heard at all about Leicester?
Well, Trappers, I guess it's interesting that Mr. Nigel Pearson is back in management and at Watford. And guess who Watford play on Saturday?
They've got Shakey in there as well.
Yeah, but they play Liverpool, don't they? Could Nigel go and do us a massive favour?
Oh, man, imagine that. Ostrich armour again.
Well, you never know. But he's certainly going to stick a rocket up their backside and try and sort them out, maybe. He'll just say, look, all we can do at Liverpool is defend for 90 minutes. Let's see if we can keep this 0-0.
Is Nigel Pearson on Twitter? I'm going to tweet him in a bit.
He is.
I'm going to tweet him in a bit.
And like you say, if anybody has done the Great Escape once with a club at the bottom at Christmas, it is Nigel Pearson with Leicester.
Yeah. Is he a club legend?
I would say so, yes. Perhaps not necessarily in the right ways, but I would say so. The team that won the Premier League is mostly down to Nigel Pearson building that team, isn't it?
Yeah, I had a discussion about this as well on Love Sport. There's a 50-50 split if it was Nigel Pearson's side that won the league or if it was Ranieri's side, and it's a bit mixed, isn't it? It's a mixed bag.
Yeah, well, it was mostly Pearson's side, but it was Ranieri. I don't think Nigel Pearson would have got... here's an interesting one for you, Chappers. I think it was Nigel Pearson's team building but I don't think he would have won the Premier League. I think it took Claudio Ranieri's personality to win the league. How about this one for you, Lee? Claude Puel has built the current Leicester City side. That's a fact.
Nah, that's it. I'm stopping.
No, listen. Claude Puel built this team, but he would never be doing this with the team.
Can I stop recording now,
Brendan
Phil?
Brendan Rodgers' personality, Jeffers, who's taking us to the top of the league. Is it the same again?
I agree, mate. It, what you just said there, Claude Puel did do some good stuff by bringing in some of the youngsters. He built a base of what Rodgers has now got, but he just didn't know how to get Leicester scoring goals. He just didn't know how to make Jamie Vardy score goals. I think he clashed with Vardy.
Because I don't think the players wanted to play for him, Chappers.
I think if you've seen the article, I don't know if you've seen it, because I followed a lot of Leicester news for this channel and stuff. There's an article being made out by Puel, an interview. He says that Vardy's childish, that he, he's a bit of a diva, and a bit childish. My counter to that is that he's more of a lad. Jamie Vardy's a lad. If you've seen some of the videos of him, like in the tunnel cam, when he see the two Denmark players talking to each other, and he was like, looked at Cassie, went, "Oh, Danish friends," you know.
Yes.
That's the kind of lad he is. He's just a lad's lad. He just likes a bit of banter. When he goes to goad at the away fans and stuff when he scores, that's just the way he is. You know, with his eagle celebration, we've seen it all. You know, the chat. You know what? Get banged. It's just part of his. It's part of his personality, isn't it? He's just a lad. I don't think
that's what fans want.
Exactly. He's a great player to have in the club. He's a legend, and Claude Puel can do one for me, to be honest. He did what he had to do, but I agree.
We're all glad he's not here.
He won't get the recognition for building the base of this club. Even though he probably did.
Absolutely. But that's the same as Nigel Pearson, really.
Yes. Right, I'm going to quickly get a score prediction from you, Phil, and we're out.
It's got to be Vardy to score again, 9 on the trot. He's going to score the first goal. And I think Leicester, my head is saying 4-0. Not my heart, my head.
Wow. I said 4-1. I think they might get a goal. Jamie Vardy to score for sure. That's a certain. I got the last fixture right, actually. I'm going to go for a Jamie Vardy opener. I'm going to go for a 4-1.
We'll see then.
Yeah, we will. Are you going to the game? Are you going to the game, Phil?
Yeah, I'll see you before the game.
Yep. You know where? Same place?
Blue Bar before kickoff. Blue Bar after kickoff.
Anybody
come and chat with us?
Yep. Always welcome on the show, on the pre-match and post-match videos. Always welcome any one of you that are listening out here. We have a lot of listeners on from USA, by the way, Phil.
USA. we've just had Don Cole over from Myrtle Beach for 2.5 weeks, and he's seen Leicester play 4 times and we've won every game. So yeah. Hopefully Don's gone, but the luck carries on.
Yes, let's hope so, Phil. Right, thank you for coming on the show, Phil. Right, that was Phil Holloway. Right, Leicester Fan TV. Make sure you go to the Leicester Fan TV website at leicesterfantv.com. We've got many competitions live, haven't we, Phil?
Yeah, loads. There's 3 live, which they've still got about a week to enter.
Okay. What were the prizes, Phil? Was it a pink shirt?
We've got a pink Adidas shirt, we've got a white Kasabian jacket, which is very nice, and we've got a mini keg of Tiger Beer from Everard. So, great stuff, thanks to the sponsors, Emergency Glazing Vehicle and Pink Vehicle Leasing for all those.
Sweet. Always got to plug those.
Plug.
Thank you, Phil. I'll see you at the game.
Cheers, chappers.
Make sure you hit the subscribe button. Follow us on social media at Leicester Fan TV on Instagram and Twitter, and on Facebook. We're still 100% LCFC. Yeah.